Susan B. Anthony's fund endorses Trump endorsed Kelly Chebica over Lisa Murkowski. By Wendell Hasebo on September 22, 2022. Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America's Candidate Fund on Wednesday announced its endorsement of Trump-endorsed Kelly Chebica over the 21-year incumbent, pro-impeachment Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K. The endorsement represents a blow to Murkowski, who is struggling to frame herself as a conservative. After the Supreme Court decided abortion was a state right in June, Murkowski voiced her opposition, reiterating what she claims to be her support for abortion up to fetal viability. Even as Chebica asserts that Murkowski supports taxpayer-funded on-demand abortion up to the moment of birth. Today the Supreme Court went against 50 years of precedent in choosing to overturn Roe v. Wade. The rights under Roe that many women have relied on for decades, most notably a woman's right to choose, are now gone or threatened in many states, the establishment Republican stated. Following Susan B. Anthony's endorsement of Chebica, Marjorie Tannenfelser, president of SBA Pro-Life America, issued a strong statement in favor of the Trump-endorsed candidate. Kelly Chebica is a trailblazer whose pro-life, pro-woman leadership will be a welcome addition to the U.S. Senate. We are proud to endorse her. Pro-abortion Democrats can't wait to destroy the Senate filibuster to impose abortion on demand until birth nationwide. Paid for by taxpayers, a radical agenda the overwhelming majority of Americans reject. It's more critical than ever that Alaskans have strong leaders fighting for their values. As a mom of five and the first member of her working-class family to pursue a college degree, Kelly knows how important it is to protect unborn children and stand with mothers, including by supporting pregnancy centers that serve countless families and communities nationwide. Kelly will bring compassion and common sense to Washington, and we strongly encourage Alaskans to support her on November 8. The endorsement was celebrated by the Chebica campaign as another momentum-grabbing moment in the tight Senate race in Alaska. Chebica said of Susan B. Anthony's endorsement, "Voters will never wonder where I stand, as I will protect life and oppose taxpayer funding of abortion, while supporting access to birth control without a prescription, both over the counter and through the mail." That's in stark contrast to Democrats and incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, who support taxpayer-funded on-demand abortion up to the moment of birth. Just like abortion laws in North Korea and China, Chebica slammed Murkowski. "As the next senator from Alaska, I will always represent the values of the people of our great state." Polling shows the Alaskan Senate race is tight between Murkowski and Chebica. But Chebica seems to have the momentum. Three former U.S. Senate candidates in recent weeks have coalesced behind Chebica and not behind the 21-year incumbent. Candidates suspending their campaigns and supporting Chebica are exactly what she needs to win because of Alaska's ranked choice voting system, which forwards votes from eliminated candidates to stronger, remaining ones as balloting progresses. Their early departure from the race and endorsement of Chebica will have an impact on the number of votes that will fall to Chebica over Murkowski as the second and third rounds present themselves. "Our campaign continues to coalesce grassroots support, and our growing unified front will retire Lisa Murkowski after 21 years in the Senate," Chebica remarked about the endorsements. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.